K-State Nation, another episode of the Purple Project Podcast starts right now. Eddie Greer III here in Kansas City, Missouri for another women's soccer postcast episode of the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Out there in Manhattan, Kansas, on K-State University. Oh boy. Monday, folks. Oh man, what a weekend when it comes to sports. It's on the disappointing side of stuff, but anyways, it's September 8th, 2025, on this latest edition of the Purple Project Podcast, your K-State Wildcats, every single day here. Getting right on into it, folks. Women's soccer capped off what was, overall, if you want to throw in the loss against Army, talking about football team, that reaction, it's already up. Wherever you listen to your podcast there, iTunes, Spotify, Audioboom, Amazon, that reaction episode, half hour edition. Now, K-State women's soccer for the first time in 2025 in the Colin Corbin era. A lot of firsts, obviously, because it's head coach Corbin's first year in Manhattan, Kansas. Well, she loses the first game in her tenure in Manhattan, Kansas. This one coming on the road to cap off a four-game road trip against Nebraska yesterday afternoon in Lincoln. 2-0, the final score in this one and majority of these games. Look, this team has won a lot of these games, these 2-0 games, but this is the first time all year they've been on the flip side of this. So 2-0, the Corn Huskers shut out K-State in this one there, and this was no score. So the scoreless streak that we've been tracking for this defense and Maddie Sibling on K-State side, and Maddie Sibling, for those that are tuning in for the first time, Maddie Sibling, the goalkeeper for the Lady Wildcats, they had a shutout rolling through one more half now, and then wheels came off in the second half a little bit there, early in the 54th minute there, as Kama Carpenter put in the first goal for Nebraska there. The assist was credited to Sadie Waite there, so that's 1-0 there. And then, 5 minutes later almost, it was the Kama Carpenter show as she scored two of the goals within a five-minute span early, in the early portion of the second half, and K-State could not muster up any offense there. So Carpenter buries K-State there, and that was it. 2-0 to score in this game. Taking a look at the statistics here from this ball game in Lincoln, Nebraska, as K-State women's soccer loses their first game in the Colin Corbin era. 2-0 against Nebraska yesterday in Lincoln, Nebraska there. K-State outshot Nebraska 11-10 total. Looks like they had four shots on goal there. They missed out on a couple opportunities, especially late in the first half there. Missed a couple opportunities there. Saves about even for case between K-State and Nebraska there. 4-4 on that. Corner kick, same thing. 5-5 there. Offsides. K-State was penalized there for once. Nebraska nothing and fouls. Woo! K-State 16, Nebraska 8 in that one there as well. So, let me see here. Yeah, this was about even as it gets. Nebraska had a time possession of 51 minutes. K-State also 49 minutes. But here's the other thing here that I caught, that caught my attention. 66% of 49. Now, I'm not going to do math because it's Monday. I ain't doing no math on here right now. But that's got to be over half of it came on attacking Nebraska's side of the field. And somehow did not get a goal. I talked about that missed opportunity in the first half there, which would have put K-State there on top. Allison Marshall was the if you want to call a player of the week here for K-State, this Allison Marshall, four shots against the Nebraska defense there. Two of them were on goal. None of them did not get into the net there. Ava Garrett made her first career start. The freshman, Ava Garrett, first career collegiate start ever and it comes with K-State yesterday there. Also, J.C. Woodward, she made her debut in the first half yesterday as well. So, J.C. Woodward, so you're getting some of these new players in here in the act there, and K-State could not punch a goal into the net yesterday, and the K-State women's soccer lose for the first time in 2025. Coach Corbin, after, let me see here, we've been talking about this shutout streak. We're going to go straight on into that, what Coach Corbin said yesterday after her team gets shut out by Nebraska yesterday, 2-0. Eddie Greer III, postcast of the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports, coming off of what was a wild-ass game last night. I was that close to falling asleep again. And then, of course, the Buffalo Bills, Baltimore Ravens cough up another lead in the season opener there. There's some crazy stuff in week one, where it's NFL, college. College was bad. College really bad. As you all know, not only just for K-State, but my other college team, well, they're feeling the heat in. And for both of these teams, the road don't get any easier. But anyways, flipping it back to Coach Corbin real quick on the shutout streak. She talks about how it came to an end yesterday afternoon. Quote, "I told the team after the game, like, it was unrealistic for us to expect that we're never going to get scored on. We're always going to fight to earn shutouts, and we're always going to value keeping the ball out of the back of the net. But we also can't get in our feelings when we do give up a goal, because then they will score a second one. And I think that's exactly what happened. I think we felt a little sorry for ourselves, and they punished us again. And I think we deserve to get scored on again, quite frankly. So it's a good reason for us to learn. It's a tough pill to swallow, because I think it could run it back and do it again. You know, I think we at least deserve a tie again outside of that 6-minute stretch. But I also think we generated a couple of really dangerous chances that maybe we win the game. So it's why the sport is what it is, and it can be cruel sometimes. But I think, again, it's a good lesson for the group to learn now, heading into our last non-con game at home and preparing to play a very competitive Big 12 schedule there as well. Yeah, J.C. Woodward, I'm reading on here. She came back from injury there. I'm not going to read all that, what she said there as well. Yeah, that made a good point there, and I bet you that would happen. I kind of figured, looking back at this a little bit last night, in the middle of that comeback by the Bills last night, that, oh, damn, they gave up the first goal, and then not even 10 minutes later, they give up another one. That's less than 10 minutes. 5-minute stretch there, yeah. So you kind of get a sense there. You can really feel the sense in the stats there as well. But, hey, you gotta, it's all, this word has been said all month, and it's going to continue to be said. Well, it really relates to the football team right now. The lack of toughness. And you got to have that toughness. It's soccer. Every sport has its ups and downs. You got to find a way to get through it. Push through those hard times. And try to conquer it on the backside. Back in. You know what I'm talking about. So, again, it's one of those things. Mentally, yeah, it's frustrating to give up a goal. Or frustrating not to get the time that you want, or whatever that is, right? But at the end of the day, you just try to gotta work through those things, and you gotta work through it quick, right? So for this team, it's a learning thing, and it's been what is this, game 6 of the season for K-State with soccer already, and to go this a little bit deep, not give up a goal, it's pretty damn impressive. But, yeah, so you're going to win some, lose some. And, look, this women's soccer team is still on the right side of things right now. There, as they head into their last non-con game there, as they will host Colorado College this upcoming Thursday at home. Prime time, 6:30 on ESPN Plus back at Buser Family Park. And this is going to be recognition as far as senior night goes. So all the seniors will be recognized here in this game here, as K-State will look to get back into the win column here after losing yesterday to Nebraska there. And K-State, by the way, drops to 4-1-1 heading into Thursday night's matchup there And on the other side, Nebraska, undefeated, well, with two ties in there as well. So, hey, again, you know, it's a fair, again, Nebraska start there now. You see, we're going to find out a little bit about this team now. Can it? And I know it's Colorado College. It's not Colorado. I know they play, I think they play Colorado at the end of the year, but this is not Colorado. This is Colorado College we're talking about, not the original Colorado. So, for Coach Corbin and this team, we'll see if they can bounce back at home on senior night, which J.C. Woodward will be honored after coming back from injury. She played for the first time since the devastating injury there as well. But on the other side, K-State losing, getting shut out last night or yesterday by Nebraska, 2-0. Next up for the women's soccer team and head coach Corbin. Man, that's too many alliterations there. Thursday night, Boosie Family Park, 6:30 ESPN Plus. It's Colorado State. Poppy Dap, Greer 3 Eddie's podcast. I will post that at some point. I'll get my head around that at some point. But right now, myself, Alex Aiden, will debrief what the hell is going on with this football team. Greer 3 Eddie's podcast over there. That's Greer 3 Eddie's podcast over in that channel. And continue to spread the word about this K-State Athletics podcast to other K-State fans out there, whether you're living out there in Manhattan, Colorado, Nebraska, whatever that is there. We appreciate your support for this everyday podcast. Nebraska 2, Kansas State nothing. Eddie Greer here in Kansas City, Missouri. Alex Aiden out there in Santa California. This has been another K-State Women's Soccer Postcast episode right here on the Pearl Project Podcast. All things K-State Sports. Go Cats.